You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, since 2020, the Great American Rail Trail has hosted over 24 veterans on the Warrior Bike Trip, covering trails such as the Heart of Ohio, Cocosing Gap, and Mohican Valley in Knox County. On May 19th, 6 veterans, all coping with PTSD, arrived in Mount Vernon after starting their journey from Washington, D.C. on May 8th. They aim to reach Washington State by July, biking about 50 miles daily. Let's jump in. Returning to civilian life after deployment poses significant challenges for veterans, many of whom struggle with PTSD, anxiety, and sleep issues. The Department of Veteran Affairs reports that up to 20% of returning veterans experience PTSD. The Warrior Expeditions Veteran Program connects outdoor therapy with PTSD treatment, aiding the transition to civilian life through activities like the Warrior Hike, Warrior Bike, and Warrior Paddle. Army veteran Alan Meganson, who joined the Army in 2003 and retired in 2007, finds the prolonged outdoor activity therapeutic. Diagnosed with PTSD after returning from Iraq in 2005, Meganson discovered that being outdoors helps to reset the brain. He now undertakes regular biking trips with his friends and fellow veteran Brandon Blankenship, demonstrating that outdoor therapy is vital for their mental health. Veterans like Susie Williamson and Callie Lever are also benefiting from the ride. Williamson, who served in Army logistics and deployed to Saudi Arabia and Iraq, finds joy in observing nature despite struggling with sleep. Lever, who served from 1987 to 2022, values the camaraderie among the group, which formed despite them not knowing each other beforehand. They refer to their quick bonding as an arranged marriage. The trip is not without challenges. Weather has been a significant obstacle, with infantryman John Worth noting that 60% of their days have been rainy. Technical issues like broken chains and bike repairs have also tested the group. However, these veterans, who typically hit the trail between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m., maintain their target of 50 miles a day. They recount memorable experiences, such as riding through foggy Amish country and receiving police escorts in Wearne, West Virginia. Warrior Expeditions provides the riders with essential gear, including tents and sleeping bags, with their loaded bikes weighing around 110 pounds. The journey's highlights so far have included scenic views, lots of quality community interactions, and the therapeutic effects of consistent outdoor activity. Each rider appreciates the physical and mental benefits, with Meganson explaining, quote, "It's all about finding peace and the next chapter in my life." After leaving Mount Vernon on May 20th, the veterans split into three groups but remained within days of each other. As of the last update, Worth and Kohler were in Miamisburg, while the rest of the group was in London, Ohio. The group anticipates gaps in their arrival times will grow as they continue their journey. Now some Ohio history. Did you know that Ray Wise is an actor from Ohio? Best known for his role as Leland Palmer in Twin Peaks and its prequel film, he has also appeared in Swamp Thing, RoboCop, and X-Men First Class. On TV, he starred as Vice President Hal Gardner in 24, The Devil in Reaper, and Marvin in Fresh Off the Boat. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember and celebrate the life of Bob Nutzling. Bob was born in Mansfield in 1937, the eldest of four children. He graduated from Madison High School in 1955 and married his high school sweetheart, Carol. He worked as a pipe fitter for Local 42 and farmed on the side. He loved sports, cheering for the Guardians, Cavaliers, and NASCAR, and faithfully attended his grandchildren's games. Bob was preceded in death by his wife and is survived by his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and siblings. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Bob's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.